Thank you. Thank you so much for seeing me today, Capo. Thank you so much. Yeah, I just got back from Junior's. He'll be fine, the doctors say. He shouldn't be in the hospital for too long. This time. No, Capo. You know, I know we don't have to worry about that. That never even entered my mind. Is that why you think I'm here? Passerotto, I've known you my entire life. You've always been good to your own. Always. And I know that's what we are to you. No, that's not what brought me down here tonight. It's something else. I've never asked anything of you before. I know. All I had to do was ask. I know. I've never wanted to, but Capo, I'm beseeching you, as a big sister for her little brother, who'd hate to know I'm here asking this. But I have to, because I love him and I know him, and can I be perfectly honest with you? We both know my brother is many things, but he is not built to be a soldier. Sure, he's got heart. Plenty of Goombas with heart had their brains splattered all over the pavement. He's going to be one of them, unless you say otherwise. This isn't just his big sister begging for his life. Just asking, with all due respect, to simply put him to work where he'd be a better fit. He's always had a head for numbers, names. He can keep books in order like no one's business. Papa's been letting him do our finances since he was in high school. You ever see us audited? Even when the heat was coming through during that horrible summer? Oh, I know. You have your bookkeepers. And I'm not asking for an extra favor. My brother screws up on this, that's on him. He's his own man. Of course, he'd insist otherwise. I said Junior's got brains. I never said anything about sense. Oh. Oh, God. Is it really getting that bad? I mean, okay, war's coming. I can accept that. But he won't survive being on the front lines, Capo. Oh, sure. The same old cliches. A man's got to do what a man's got to do. Got to be prepared to do anything. Bullshit. A man's got to provide, sure. A man's got to be good for his word, sure, and fight when he needs to. But there are more capable soldiers, Capo. We both know that. Oh, fuck Junior's pride. He can get over it. He can't if he's dead. Did he tell you about the nerve damage from that last bullet he took? You ever notice how his right hand shakes now? It's been a year. A year. It's not getting better. So, he's not much use to you as a shooter. And you tried putting him on collections, and look where it got him. He's got a concussion and a few deep bruises, and he'll be okay soon enough, but he'll just be meat in the grinder. You know I'm not wrong. I swear to Christ, if you ever pull that woman's place shit with me again, I'll show you that a man's place is my foot shoved up their ass, Capo or no. You understand me? Yeah, I know what I said. And to whom? Look me in the eye and you tell me if anything I just said was a fucking lie. When I was a little girl, I held you when you were a baby. Helped prepare for the party after your baptism. I helped patch you up when you skinned your knees and when you got into fights and when you started climbing on up. I'm the one who started calling you Passerotto. You know that? Because I saw in you something great. I've never been wrong before. And don't you dare try and dismiss me. I've bled and lost and cried and fought for our fucking thing too. And we don't have to lose a good man over his stupid fucking pride. There are better men out there who'd give their right arm to take my brother's place, a steady right arm. You know I'm right. Please, please, you got to. Your hands aren't tied. Yes, I'm like family to you. I know, but you've always been so respectful, even when you were younger. There were always some cheeky little shits who tried to say or do things that I had to smack the taste out of their mouth for. But not you. Not ever. Do you remember when you came over one afternoon with a bouquet of flowers and handed them to my ma and my sister and me? I knew. We all knew that you really wanted to give me one. You just didn't want to be out of line. A girl remembers those things. It was very, very cute. Smooth, even. And maybe? Maybe things would have been different if we were just born a little closer together. Or if you'd not been filled with so much ambition, destiny. And I wasn't caught up in taking care of all of my siblings, who knows? I've always suspected, always known, that you had a little something for me. So. Okay. Okay. How do I? My brother's body for mine. That's the offer. No, Passerotto. You know I don't mean it like that. Not like a soldier. You know exactly what I mean. We all have to make sacrifices, don't we? For the things of ours. And if we keep my brother safe, if this unties your hands... No! No, not like some kind of whore. Please calm down. I didn't mean to insult you. No, that wasn't the plan. No, I swear, I wasn't trying to... Please, Passerotto. I didn't mean it like that. It's all I have to offer. And I know it's something that you... It's something that I think you... Oh, don't. Don't, Passerotto. Please don't make me say that. Fine. I'll say it. But on your honor, Capo, you will push my brother to mind the books. Keep him off the front lines. Say it. And I'll say anything you want me to say. I'll do anything you want me to do. Okay? Because I approached you like a whore. Is that what you wanted me to say, Capo? So, why did you cringe, huh? You know what? I don't fucking care. I'll be a fucking whore. Is that how you want this? Tell me what you want, then. Come on. Want me to stand up for you? Take off my blouse? Sure. Okay. You gonna just sit there, slack-jawed? Or do you have anything else for me to do other than stand here and look pretty? So tell me, what do you want off the menu, huh? No. Don't you know anything? No kissing whores on the lips, Capo. Oh, don't you dare backtrack now. You did this. This could have been sweet. Could have been special. I'm a woman of my word, and I give myself to you freely. But you better believe if you're gonna treat me like, call me a fucking whore, I'm going to treat you like a fucking John. Fuck. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Grab my hair. Oh, going to push me down on my knees, huh? What you want me to do when I'm down here? Yeah. Sure. Sure. Like a good fucking whore. Oh, yes, sir. I'll just undo your pants and take them right down. Look at you. Already getting hard. You like fucking whores. Is that it, Capo? You like making whores suck your cock? Oh, for fuck's sake, really? You're really gonna slap my face with your dick? Oh, Christ. Okay. Okay. I'll open my mouth for you. Oh. Oh. Is this what you used to jerk off to, huh? Thinking about how much of a nasty bitch I might be, huh? Wondering how my mouth would feel around your cock. How much of it I could take. Or did you think I was just some good virgin girl? Wouldn't know what to do. Some fucking wilting flower, ready to be despoiled. Huh? Look at me. Look at me in the fucking eye when I suck your cock. So do you want me to suck your cock until you come, Capo? Is that it? Want me to find out if I can swallow without gagging, like the whore that I am? No? What do you want then, huh? Fine. Then get your fucking hand out of my hair. Let me stand up. Jesus. Yeah, I'll take off my skirt. Just hike it up then. Fine. Huh. Oh. You just grab pussies like that, huh? Yeah. Yeah, my pussy's wet, so fucking what? I'm a whore, remember? Only whores have wet pussies. That it? Jesus, you gotta keep grabbing my hair, huh? Wait. Don't rip my panties off. Ow! God damn it, I really like that pair. No, I'm not spitting on your fucking hand. Oh, you motherfucker! You just spanked my cunt! Oh my God. Oh my fucking God. Shit. Holy shit. Okay. Oh Jesus. Give me your fucking fingers. You didn't have to jam your fingers in my mouth like that. Holy shit, your fucking fingers. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck you, Capo. You motherfucker. Holy shit. Holy. Oh, fuck. Oh. Holy shit, I... My legs are still shaking. You just let me. I'll stay bent over the desk, but you gotta let me. Fuck. Oh, give me a second. Please, Jesus, Capo. Oh, fuck. Oh, Jesus, your cock. It's so fucking hard. Oh, against my pussy. against my fucking pussy lips. I know how fucking wet I am. I know how hot my cunt must feel. There, is that what you want me to say? You want me to tell you to fuck me? To fuck me like a whore? Is that it, Capo? Take me. Take my fucking cunt. Pound my greedy little whore pussy. Split me open. Use me. Use me, a piece of shit. You get this one chance. This one fucking chance. So take it. Take it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's it. Why did you stop? Oh, push back against you? Fine. Fine, you motherfucker. Fine. There you go. You like watching my ass bounce against your hips. That it? This is the ass you lusted after all these years. Yeah. I've seen you look at it. Corner of your eye. Most times. Seen you watch me walk away. You thought about how you could grab my hips as you fucked me, huh? Fuck me like this, huh? Huh? How often you come thinking about taking me like some filthy whore, Capo, huh? Huh? How often you jerked off all over your stomach thinking about how wet and tight my cunt must be, huh? Is it everything you hope for? Huh? Everything you dreamed of? Come on, come on, fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me like you fucking mean it. Yes, yes, fucking lean over. Yeah, grab my tits, squeeze them, hold them tight. Fuck me. Fuck me. Harder. Harder. Fuck. Damn. Wait. Wait. What are you? Are you coming? Oh, Jesus. All over my ass. Ass. Oh my God. Oh my fucking God. That's so much fucking cum. Oh. 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 Okay. Okay. Do you have something I can clean this up with? One last condition. What's that? Sure. One last thing for this fucking whore. What? Yeah. Yeah, sure. I'll just pull my skirt back down. Smear all that sticky jizz all over my ass. Smell like a cum rag on the way home. Sure. You gotta clean up my squirt from the floor. Fair fucking trade, Capo. Junior stays on the books. We never talk about this. Never. And this will be the last time I ever ask anything of you, Capo. You know, men like him, like you, you always say that you'll do anything for family. Could you do what I just did? You know what? Don't even worry about it. I hope the spank bank's got a whole lot of material. Good night, Capo. Thank you so much for seeing me.